Welcome to the Deeper Daily Podcast with Pastor Paul White. This 5-minute podcast is designed to reveal to you the loveliness of our Lord Jesus.
Hello, friends. Welcome to the Deeper Daily Podcast. In Acts 11:25, Barnabas leaves Antioch to go to Tarsus to find Saul. Saul was, for lack of a better term, banished by the apostles in Jerusalem back in Acts 9 and has spent at least the last decade in the chronological timing of the book of Acts in his homeland, the land of Tarsus, where he has been being equipped more and more and more by the grace of God to be what eventually we'll all call the minister of grace to the Gentiles. It was an overzealous Saul that sort of wore out his welcome in the early church a couple of chapters ago. And as we made comment in the 9th chapter, and I don't want to repeat it, go back over all of it, a lot of it for Saul was just a matter of timing. He just didn't yet know how to follow the timing of the Holy Spirit. However, I will say, I think that banishment created something in Saul that was at times unhealthy. I think Saul developed a real need for the approval of that church in Jerusalem. When we get into the council meeting in Acts 15, we're going to see Saul, now Paul, who will carry the letter of, let's call it what it is, mixture. Grace is good, but here's a little bit of law for the Gentiles. He'll carry that to the churches. And this is a Paul that was in his ministry diametrically opposed to such measures. This is a Paul that at one point would circumcise Timothy, a Paul that would take a shorn vow of Judaism in order to please those around him. And I think some of it roots back to that rejection he felt early in his Christianity when he was banished to Tarsus. The difference in the Apostle Paul and in us, and there's a lot of them, but one chief difference in the whole mentality that he had versus what many have now is if many now were rejected right out of the gate, we have our need for approval is so over the top that a lot of people would just quit. They would say, well, if that's the way people are, I don't want anything to do with the church. I've heard people say that my whole life. Well, if that's the way Christians are, I don't want anything to do with it. And they quit. And yet, you don't ever hear that from Saul. He never says, well, if this is the way God's people are, I don't want to be a part of it. Because he's had an encounter with Jesus. And so I think a lot of the hurt and a lot of the pain that's happening in believers, and they're blaming it on the church and they're blaming it on the pastor, and believe you me, I know people are getting hurt. And I know they're being abused by terrorist preachers and by sheep in wolves' clothing. But I also know that if you've ever had an encounter with Jesus on your own personal road to Damascus, and you know he is real, there's not a hypocrite or a fake on planet Earth that's going to keep you from having a relationship with Jesus. I don't care if they banished you to your hometown for 10, 12, 13 years, which is what happens to Saul. That does not stop you from growing in the grace and the knowledge of our Lord Jesus. And nothing stops Paul. Now, I think it develops in him a little need. We'll get into that as we go through the book of Acts, and I think it's a part of the personal downfall of the Apostle Paul. But he doesn't let it push him out of relationship with God, and I think that's an encouraging word for us. No matter what's happened, don't let it push us out of relationship. We'll get into a little more tomorrow. We'll see you then.
Thank you for joining us for the Deeper Daily Podcast. For more information on our ministry, visit www.paulwhiteministries.org.